Okay, so you've really outdone yourself this time. A single page. That's what we're working with. From a declassified CIA
Yeah,
file.
one page, yeah.
All right, let's see if it lives up to the hype.
It should.
1212. Gretschmal Arnold. Firewalkers of Greece. Catchy title. This document is like a tiny peephole into this world where, well, you know, espionage and the paranormal, it kind of collide.
Yeah, and what makes this even more interesting is this page seems to be, well, it looks like a reading list or maybe even like a whole bibliography, but curated by the CIA.
Okay, so who at the CIA was reading this and, more importantly, why? This is not something you find in your average library, is it?
Definitely not your average book club.
No.
And it makes you think about, you know, the CIA and their well-documented interest in parapsychology, especially back during the Cold War.
Right. Yeah. Like psychic phenomena and mind control. That wasn't just for like, you know, fringe science, right? That was serious stuff that these intelligence agencies were looking into.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Governments around the world were looking at this.
So this document, this little page, it could be a glimpse into this like hidden world of Cold War anxieties and, oh, I don't know, the allure of the unexplained.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Let's get to the heart of it, this whole Firewalkers of Greece article. What is that all about?
Well, this 1957 article, it was published in Travel Magazine, of all things, and it was written by a Fulbright professor who was in Greece at the time, Arnold Krechmal.
Okay.
And he kept hearing these stories about firewalking rituals in this really remote village in northern Macedonia called Langada, and he was intrigued. So naturally, he had to see it for himself.
A Fulbright scholar in some village witnessing ancient rituals. That sounds like, I don't know, the start of a movie.
What does? And, you know, Krechmal's account, it doesn't disappoint. He describes the villagers and they go into a trance-like state, the heat radiating off these coals. And he even tested the heat himself. He was skeptical, but he knew that what he was seeing was real.
Wow. So you've got this clash of cultures, you've got this skeptical scholar, and he sees something that seems impossible, and the CIA is reading about it. This is where I say, like, cue the dramatic music. Why do you think this firewalking thing in particular would have caught the CIA's eye?
Well, you have to think. Back during the Cold War, you had the space race, the nuclear arms race, but then you had this other competition going on, this, like, shadowy competition to unlock the potential of the human mind.
Okay, like psychic espionage and mind control, like pushing the limits of what humans could actually do. That sounds like, you know, science fiction.
It does. It really does. But these were very real fears and aspirations at the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Think about the firewalkers, their ability to just shrug off pain, to go into these altered states. I mean, to the CIA, that must seem like, I don't know, like a gold mine.
So they're not just looking at this like a curious ritual. They're thinking, okay, how can we use this? This is a superpower. How can we unlock that?
Exactly. Exactly. Could these techniques give us, I don't know, insights into pain tolerance, mental discipline, maybe even trance induction? That would be valuable to any intelligence agency.
Right. It makes you think.
It really does.
So I'm starting to see how this one article about firewalkers could be interesting to the CIA. But there's more on this list, right? There are other things on this single page that point to something much, much bigger going on.
Yeah, there's some other things on here, especially the stuff about, well, extrasensory perception, you know, ESP.
Right.
And that gives us even more context about how the CIA was really looking into all of this, this whole world of psychic phenomena. This was a time when people were really trying to understand if ESP was real and if it could be used, you know, especially for espionage.
And this wasn't just theoretical. The CIA actually had a program, Project Stargate, that was all about this, wasn't it?
They did, yeah. Now, we can't say for sure if this document is connected to Stargate, but, I mean, it does mention extrasensory perception right there, along with this firewalking article. So it does seem like the CIA was doing their homework on anything and everything to do with the human mind and what it was capable of.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like this page is one tiny piece of a puzzle, and the more we look at it, the more we see these hints about just how big this picture really is.
It's honestly kind of exciting. So we've got the CIA, maybe they're interested in these firewalkers trying to figure out how to, I don't know, make super soldiers or something. But then we see these other titles, and it's like, okay, we're talking about actual psychic spies now. Like, is extrasensory perception, extrasensory, and a conversation with Keith Harari. I mean, come on.
Well, that's where things get even more interesting. You see, Keith Harari, he was a big name in parapsychology, and he was known for his research on remote viewing. You know, like the idea that you can see things that are happening far away just by using your mind.
Yeah. And get this, in this interview that the CIA was reading, Harari talks about how both the U.S. and the Soviet Union were really, really into this. Like they were trying to use psychic powers for spying and stuff.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking about actual attempts to use psychic powers for spying? This isn't just the CIA reading fantasy novels in their spare time. This is real.
Oh, yeah. This was a big deal during the Cold War. Both sides were pouring tons of money into this kind of research. They thought if they could train people to spy on each other using ESP or get intel from far away or even like mess with enemy agents using just their minds, well, that could be a huge advantage.
So this was like, they actually believed it. This wasn't just paranoia or something.
Oh, they absolutely believed it. Think about it. The world was on edge back then with the threat of nuclear war and everything. The stakes were incredibly high. I mean, they had to explore every possibility, no matter how crazy it seemed.
Right, right. So it wasn't just the U.S. and the Soviet Union, right? Because there's another entry here, China's psychic savants.
Exactly. This wasn't just some weird Cold War obsession.
Mm-hmm.
People everywhere were fascinated by psychic phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there were all these stories coming out of China about children with these supposed amazing abilities. Though some of the things they were claiming, like being able to see with their armpits, I don't know about that.
Yeah, let's just say some of those were a bit harder to swallow than others, but it does make you think, okay, this was a global phenomenon. So to recap, we have firewalkers, psychic spies, kids who can supposedly see with their elbows, and it's all on this one CIA reading list. What does it all mean? What were they trying to do with all of this?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, this single page isn't some kind of tell-all. It doesn't tell us what they were really thinking or if they figured anything out. But if we look at everything else that was happening back then, it's not crazy to think that they were trying to find ways to make humans, I don't know, better, stronger, faster, you know, like weaponizing the human mind itself.
So all of it, the firewalkers, the psychic spies, even those far-out stories from China, it was all part of this big secret mission to unlock the secrets of the brain.
It's definitely a possibility. This one little document gives us a peek into a time when nobody really knew what was real and what was science fiction, and the things people were willing to do to get ahead, well, it's a little unsettling, to be honest.
It really makes you wonder what else is hiding in all those declassified files, doesn't it?
It really does. But you're right. We have to work with what we've got. And right now, all we've got is this one page.
This one page, it's like finding, I don't know, a hidden door in a library or something. And it leads you to a room full of even more mysteries.
And like any good mystery, this one leaves you wanting more. But the good news is, this came from the CIA's Freedom of Information Act website, right?
Oh, you mean the FOIA website?
Yeah.
So there could be a ton of information about all of this just waiting for someone to find it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge archive. And if you're lucky and patient, well, you might be able to dig up some more pieces to this puzzle. You know, there could be stuff about how they do their research, what they found, maybe even if they thought any of it was, I don't know, ethical.
Okay, I'm already imagining myself looking at all these old documents, trying to figure out what they mean. But let's be real. These documents are probably full of blacked out sections, code names, all that spy stuff. It could take forever to figure out.
Yeah, it'd be a huge job for sure. But that's kind of what makes it fun, right? It's like a giant puzzle. And each new document you find gets you closer to the truth.
You know, you're really good at making this sound exciting. Like, this could have been just another boring research project, but you've turned it into, well, something really cool.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll find proof of actual psychic spies.
Yeah.
Or maybe the CIA really did figure out how to control people's minds. Or, you know, maybe the real story is even weirder than anything we can imagine.
Well, after this, I think people are going to be checking out that FOIA website like crazy. Who knows what other mysteries are hiding in there?
You're right. And that's the best part about doing this kind of research. It's not just about finding answers. It's about asking new and better questions. It's about, you know, being open to the fact that we don't know everything and that maybe, just maybe, there are things out there that are truly amazing.
Well said. Well, it looks like we've reached the end of our deep dive, but in a way, it feels more like a beginning, don't you think? This one page, it's shown us this whole other world full of spies and secrets and things we can't even explain. And maybe somewhere in those old CIA files, the truth about firewalkers and psychic spies is out there waiting to be found.